The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Caleb Weiss of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's in Africa, reporting for the Bridgeway Foundation about Somalia, a state that the U.S. has long history with, dating back to the late 20th century, the George H.W. administration, Mogadishu, Black Hawk Down. Now, Somalia is ripped apart by factions, some of which are jihadist. Al-Shabaab, the surrogate for Al-Qaeda in the neighborhood of East Africa, versus a new element, ISIS, especially contesting for villages and territory against Al-Qaeda's Al-Shabaab. There is the central government in Mogadishu. The African Union has been present but is departing. What other players in Somalia as the country is pulled apart? There's Ethiopia looking for a deal in some fashion with Somaliland. But most important, I learned from Caleb, is the Iranian influence. You will recall, most recently, the U.S. Navy interdicted a supply ship, in some fashion, a supply ship headed to Yemen from off the coast of Somalia. Two Navy SEALs lost their lives in this interdiction. And Caleb identifies Somalia as a nexus for Iran's smuggling to Yemen. Here's Caleb Weiss explaining Iran in Somalia back one more time to Mogadishu, Black Hawk Down, with many twists.
I don't want to be too conspiratorial, but my first instinct would be Iran. Iran already has, there's evidence that the IRGC, that's their Revolutionary Guard Corps, has smuggling ties to various smugglers in Somalia, as well as ties to other nefarious actors in Somalia that are mainly related to weapon shipments and other support to Yemen. So I would think that if Somalia collapses even further, you would see increased Iranian activity in Somalia to get more weapons or more support or whatever to their proxies in Yemen.
More of this later. Thank you.
This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.